What is good? It is Salim Muhammad Tarfa, the Fizi Kage on the Fizi Speaks, and today we have a wonderful guest on the show where we'll be answering a question that she posed. Her name is Tola. Tola, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, she's shy. She's very shy. She's a shy person. That's why we're exposing her today. Tola, you asked a question about some kneeling people. So can you re-ask the question?
So I said, as a guy, would you like it if your wife is kneeling down for you, like to show respect, to show her love for you? Would you like that to be a thing continuously in your marriage?
Okay, so basically this is a question, if guys would like it if their wives were to kneel down to, I don't know, you know, basically trying to understand the whole respect, honor thing, and if it's something that we like. And so I want to ask you, back before I answer the question on my own by myself, I want to ask you, what do you feel is, do you feel like it's something that, you know, to each their own, you know, how do you see it? Like, how much should people be looking to change, you know, if they're going to be with someone who says that they want that? Is it something that people should actually have like conversations about?
Okay, yeah, I believe it should, because it's not something you can impose on someone if they've not been doing it and they don't see a reason to.
Okay.
Personally, I think the only laying down thing is not natural to me, but it's something I can do once in a while, but not because you want me to always do it or that's the way you feel I should respect you. Because I will see it as punishment at some point.
Okay. So, but is it also possible that it is basically them saying, this is how they interpret these things? Like, for example, the man is saying, I like the way you do this. So basically you're doing it because, is it possible that you're doing it because he likes it? Like, it's something that he likes, he gets, I don't know, some kind of joy from it. You know, even though I'll say yes, to each their own, and eventually, you know, some people might be for it, some people might not be for it. Personally, I'm not too keen on, you know, this, how would I put it, the theatrical aspect of showing respect and love. I feel like it's more of how a person, you know, treats you day to day, how do they respect your, you know, who you are, maybe things that concern you, your ambition, your drive, your brand, your family, your values, you know. That's it. Those are different ways to show respect and honor someone, you know. Maybe even their absence, the fact that you still hold on things that you've agreed upon with them. Aside from kneeling down, if you're kneeling down, you can, because someone can be kneeling down with, to give you food or something, and then they are still holding you in contempt, for example, or they are still rude to you in the general sense of things, or they still undermine your authority when you say this or that, and then they go and do something else, or they rubbish you in the public spaces because they say things about you that you don't really want to be said about you, but they kneel down. So would you rather have someone that is there for you and really down for you, or do you want someone that is only down for you in the physical sense of it when she's giving you food or water, which I think is, yeah, you know. So what do you think? Because I feel like at the end of the day, these things should come down to, how much am I willing to compromise, to change, so that I can make my partner that bit happier, you know, that be more, you know, enjoy the marriage or relationship more, you know. For example, the woman might say, okay, I want a man that opens the door for me every time. It's not realistic, because sometimes, get out the car.
Don't even open the door. No,
yeah, sometimes they'll just be like...
like for driver, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But if he's someone that is open to it, then why?
Yeah, so what happens is that, for example, there will be times where, as the man, you will open the door for your wife, not because you necessarily want to do it by your lonesome, but because you know it makes her feel good, you know? So any day you want to drive home the message that, you know what, I love what you did today. I love something. I want to make you feel good. Maybe it's her birthday. Maybe it's her anniversary. Maybe it's just something that, okay, she looks great. You want to make her feel special that day for whatever reason, right? You know, maybe you just appreciate the fact that she made very delicious meal for you the day before. So you want to just honor her by opening the door for her, making her feel special, doing what she likes. So it's basically you going into the marriage in the first instance with the mentality to serve. I want to serve you on your terms. It's not my terms. I don't like opening the door, but I'll do it for you because I know it makes you happy. So I feel like that's where people should compromise. You know, just if the guy wants you to kneel down and give him food, kneel down and give him his food. You know, because when you're also demanding from something from him, you know, make it easy. What do you think? Why is it so difficult when we put that thing into... This is a conversation. Tola, I expect you to say something.
So the thing is, kneeling down, I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm not against it. But I'm saying that it's not something that you would say, like, as often as possible, it should be. I say kneeling down is something that comes from a very special place. It should not be random to me. Like... It shouldn't be something that it is part of my everyday routine. Almost everyday routine. But something that I know that, this particular day, I was really touched. And I want to appreciate you by myself. Because me, I used to tell people that appreciation does not used to finish in my mouth. You can do something for me 2 weeks ago and I'll still keep telling you thank you till
that's
forever.
The beauty of it.
So the thing is, at that point, I am all expressive and everything, and my knee touches the floor. Trust me, in fact, you would even know that you felt it with the way I knelt down.
Okay.
Not that
beautiful.
Every now
and
then.
So I think I'm understanding you to an extent here. You're saying it shouldn't be an obligation.
Exactly.
Like you must kneel down every single day.
Exactly.
I think that's also a bit, you know, it's kind of giving slave and master
vibes. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a clergy myself, really.
So
if I sense that he always feels special about that, like there are certain concepts to the only kneeling down thing. Mm. There are certain things that will show that when I kneel down for you, yourself, you will know that I made you feel special at that moment. But if it's just like, okay, every day, greet you, good morning, or whichever thing, at some point, even myself, I will make you feel like I'm going to because I will tire you.
So, yeah, exactly. So, like, I think at the end of the day, just like I said, right? It's about how you treat your partner. It's not just what you do. It's not just about kneeling down and all this. I mean, why are we even?
Because even I need to say this. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they don't come for me, but really,
please do.
Even my Yoruba people, that love to kneel down. Like I say, I've seen aunties and uncles, all of them, that the way they are nasty, insult people, you'll be like, and your knee touches the floor for this person. Like, seriously.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't really save you from anything. You kneel down and still abuse their destiny. So why not just do it standing? You know, just abuse them while you're standing. And let's not have 50-50 and not be confused about where you are. So at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is that there should be a balance. You understand? I feel like just for the guys, to the ladies, to their wives and all that, you do as much as possible be expressive in your love, in your partnership. You know, you're there to serve. What you know that makes them happy, you do it. And I know it's easier to do these things when you feel motivated to do them. You know, if your partner is being a how do I put it now? I'm looking for the nice non-insultive way to say this. Your partner is being a ram. You don't have to. I mean, it's gonna be difficult for you to express to them that they are the royal priesthood of London. You know, you want them to inspire that goodness out of you, and then
exactly.
You reward it abundantly as
exactly.
much as possible. So I think the idea here is this: just look out for the good in your partner and reward the good abundantly. They made you nice food. They didn't have to. They had work to do. They had things. They're also tired. But they made the sacrifice to go in there and make you something nice to eat. Man or woman, whoever made the food, doesn't matter. It might not have been a full pot of egusi soup. It might just be that they made you some toast. It's still worth celebrating. Same way, you know, all those things. So, you know, don't take for granted the good things. Don't take for granted little things. And I think they all add up to something more. I think that's about it that we have time for today. I'll say it's 10 minutes with Tola. Thank you so much, Tola.
Thank you too for having me.
Yes, enough shyness. All right, so you know what to do. Like, listen, share, subscribe, everything. Peace.